This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a recent story posted by our own news reporter Jim Hanzo for WWL Radio, it seems as though short-term rentals are becoming as much of a suburban problem as it has been an urban problem. And here to talk to us about that situation in St. Tammany is Steve Stefancic, a St. Tammany Parish City Council member. Steve, welcome to the show.
Welcome to you, too. Thank you for inviting us on.
So, Steve, as this issue now is moving from your traditional urban setting to the suburban setting, it seems as though that these are concerns that homeowners and property owners are having throughout the metropolitan area now.
We are certainly having plenty of problem here in St. Tammany.
So briefly describe this problem that y'all are experiencing there.
Well, we have received several calls, actually several hundred calls, from across the entire parish. Our research shows that we have about 250 short-term rentals advertised on Airbnb and VRBO and HomeAway and all those things. We have no control of that situation right now. Our zoning laws don't allow us to do anything about a person renting their home out on a weekend. So far to date, we've researched a lot of places, and we've drafted an ordinance. Tonight, we begin that review. So, and it'll be at Michelle Blanchard's town hall meeting, and then Wednesday night, here at the Parish Council Chambers, it'll be at 6:30, and we will have a public hearing on it.
And what is it that y'all hope to accomplish is by setting forth some new parish ordinances outlining and governing short-term rentals?
Well, we believe that at least we've taken the position that short-term rentals are not compatible with residential zoning. So any other zoning that we have that's commercial, NC3 and above, which is neighborhood commercial, highway commercial, traditional neighborhood development, those kind of things, people could apply for that kind of zoning, and then they could have a short-term rental, assuming that they get approved for short-term, for the zoning classification.
And we've received a number of calls over the past several months as we've discussed short-term rentals, and a lot of people are asking, do they put their homestead exemption at risk if they're not living in that structure and they're actually renting it out on these short-term rental sites?
Yes, they do. They're going to in the very near future because I think Act 17 of the 2016 extraordinary session of the state says that these will now be defined to be taxable, similar to hotel motel stays.
And is that something that y'all are considering adopting by virtue of an ordinance as well?
No, we can't do that in the ordinance, but that's the assessor, and the assessor has said he's going to follow that law. So, that's not under the purview of the parish council.
And we've had other callers wonder whether or not, they've seen this parish council or police jury, and in the city of New Orleans, the city council and the parish council in Jefferson, a number of folks have asked whether or not the assessor actually has a seat at this table, too, to better understand how this is happening and so that they're in a better position to determine whether or not they need to get in and regulate it as well.
We have in developing the ordinance, we haven't had the assessor sit in on the meetings, but we have been in contact with our assessor, and we know what his thoughts are and what he plans on doing, and He's going to follow the law.
So the first meeting will be on October 22nd, actually this evening. Who is Michelle Blanchard, the chairwoman of the that'll be looking into this. And then again, you set a public hearing on October the 24th. And I assume that you guys are going to allow testimony from the proponents as well as the opponents to short-term rentals?
Yes, we will. We will have an open public hearing. We want to hear both sides. One, we have drafted an ordinance. You know, we think that we have gotten everything covered finally in that ordinance that we want. And when we present that ordinance, people can talk for or against, whichever way they want. We will take notes. And if anybody comes up with some constructive points, we will add them to our ordinance.
We're talking to Steve Stefancic, St. Tammany Parish City Council member. Steve, can you stay with me through the break?
Sure, but I'm not a council member. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I said I'm not a city council member. I'm parish
council member. I'm sorry. I added one word in there, and I apologize for saying. But when we come back, I want you to outline specifically what the ordinance is going to provide for when we come back. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL. We're back, and we're talking to Steve Stefancic, St. Tammany Parish Council member. And, Steve, thank you again for joining us. You know, as I did a quick review before coming on air, I noticed that there were rentals available in St. Tammany Parish from anywhere from $80 a night to around $1,200 a night, and it looked like it's fairly evenly spread across the parish, any number of opportunities for the short-term rental. So tell us exactly what the proposed ordinance will do.
Well, we have defined a short-term rental as anything less than 30 days. And that's the big definition that we start with. Then we have some things in place as to how many, we will have to have a parking space for each rented bedroom. The owner is going to have to either live on site or have somebody who monitors activities, and they will have to place their name and phone number and all their contact information with the parish so that we can contact them when things get out of hand on their property and there's going to be an issue. They have to have an occupational license, and to get that occupational license we will then have a annual licensing fee, which they will have to pay. I'm sorry, we will use that hopefully to cover the cost of enforcing this ordinance. We do not talk about short term anything less than 30 days. Anything more than 30 days is exempt from this ordinance. So that's the things that we have put in place, or that's the ordinances we're going forth with it.
Steve, are there penalties for noncompliance?
There's penalties for noncompliance right now. They would be cited by our code enforcement, and we have an administrative judge. Once they get before him, he can start fining them. So anywhere up to $500 in occurrence.
And what has been the reaction to the initial proposal?
Well, both. I've met with people who are opposed to the proposal or who want to see some things in it, and they've given me some ideas that we could put in there. And then I've met with some people that are opposed to it, and I've received an awful lot of phone calls from people who are opposed to short-term rentals. I should say, I'm sorry. And those people are very adamant about it because they're living next door to one usually, or very close to one in their neighborhood, and it's causing a parking problems. It's causing a noise problems at night, and they just are concerned about who their neighbor's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah. So, along the lines of that concern, is there going to be an annual cap as to the number of days that you can actually lease your property as a short-term rental?
No, we don't have that in the current ordinance.
Is that something that y'all are considering? Because that is something I know that a number of jurisdictions across the country have considered.
We have talked about it, but we have not added that to our ordinance. If that comes up in the discussions, especially Wednesday night, we'll probably, we'll make a look at that and try to add it some way.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I notice on the websites, I think it's called holidayproperties.com, where they're talking about, renting properties for the holidays and things of that nature. So it could be something, if the folks that don't want to have someone next door to them, that they just could repeatedly every weekend or every third day have somebody that's renting this facility. If the term of the lease for the through the short-term rentals less than 30 days, they could have any number. They theoretically could have 365 short-term rentals almost, right?
That is correct.
And the reaction from those that are opposed to not having the cap?
Well, understand what we started out with. The premise we started out with is short-term rentals are not a conducive to our zoning laws for residents.
Right.
Residential areas. So they would have to be in either a mixed zoning classification or a commercial classification, and there's a big difference between that and having it in a neighborhood.
Oh, I see. Okay, I missed that point. And so that makes it a lot different than if it was just available throughout the parish, correct?
That's right. It will not be. They will have to get their zoning changed to match one of those things for their, to have a short-term rental.
So, Steve, at the present time, as you were looking at the availability of properties in St. Tammany, it would seem to me then probably a vast majority of those wouldn't qualify under this proposed ordinance.
Well, I'm not going to say wouldn't qualify. They might start out not qualifying. They would have to apply to the Zoning Commission for the zoning change to be able to do this.
Right.
If they are already in HC1, HC2, NC3 and above, and TND1 and 2 and all that, then that's our zoning classifications for commercial, then they would be okay to go ahead and do this. But if they don't have that zoning classification, if it's strictly a residential zoning, A1, A2, whatever we have there, then they don't fit.
Right. And the meeting that's going to be on the 24th will be where?
At the Parish Council Chambers and Coop Drive in Mandeville.
And that starts at 6:30, is it?
Yes, it will follow our what we call our committee meetings. So it will be right after that, but they're usually short.
Right. Any final thoughts?
No, I think that the people ought to come out, whether they're for or against it, and get a copy of the ordinance, look at it online at www.stpgov.org, and get a copy of the ordinance, study it, and if they have some good ideas to give to us, bring them to the meeting.
All righty, Steve Stefancic, St. Tammany Parish Council member. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for laying all of those particulars out. It seems like it's going to be a very robust conversation in dealing with short-term rentals in St. Tammany Parish.
I think so.
All righty, Steve. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.